third of a series that we're doing in the Gospel of John. And tonight we're going to be dealing with the necessity of the new birth. And of all the things in the Scripture that we must be correct in and have right understanding about is the new birth. You can be wrong on everything else and go to heaven. But if you're wrong on the new birth, then you're wrong on everything else. And so John's gospel is a gospel that presents to us the Lord Jesus Christ and His deity, how that He is proven by John to be exactly who He said He was. He declares that Jesus is the Son of God. And when you come to the third chapter of John's gospel, it deals entirely with the necessity of the new birth. Jesus told Nicodemus that he must be born again. He emphatically told him there was no other way to enter in or to see the kingdom of God. And he gave him very clear instructions. And just as he gave him clear instruction, he gives that to us and to all that would read these verses. We find that Nicodemus was the Bible says he was a ruler of the Jews. That meant that he was a member of the Sanhedrin. He was of that ruling body, probably of that Jewish group of men that ruled. And he also becomes a representative character in our text tonight. He represents to us how blind and in darkness that the Sanhedrin was, that were those that were supposed to be ruling and giving spiritual instruction to the Jews. He also represents and shows the spiritual condition of Judaism, how that they were in darkness. The Bible says that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And some have asked, why would Nicodemus come at nighttime? And most agree that it's probably because he did not want to be seen of those ruling Jews and that Sanhedrin. He came to him in secret because he was concerned about what they would do or what they would say. And so he comes to the Lord by night. And that by night represents the darkness also that engulfed all the regions, and how that it even engulfs the region of the entire world tonight without the Lord Jesus Christ. They were void, and he was devoid of any kind of spiritual understanding and discernment of the things of God. And so he comes to Jesus. He has heard about him, and he has learned some things about the Lord, and he comes inquiring about this thing of Jesus, and called him Rabbi, or good teacher, and notes that he comes from God. So Nicodemus had some thought about Jesus, at least was a good prophet. He was a good man, but he did not come recognizing that Jesus was Messiah until the Lord got finished with his exhortation to him. John expounds to him the necessity of salvation. That it's not by works, it's not by things that we do or what we try to accomplish. But if we go to heaven, if we see the kingdom of God, we're going to see it because of the new birth. We're going to see it because there's something that takes place on the inside that manifests itself to the outside world, that a change has taken place. And so there are many that think that reformation is enough, but being reformed will not do it. There are many that feel like if they can do better and do their best, that the Lord will look at that, and their good things will outweigh their bad things, and Jesus makes it very clear that we must be born again. There are those that hold to rules and regulations, and whatever their church tells them to do, they try to do that, and they feel like that's enough in order to get to heaven. There's what religion has done for the world. There are those that hold to baptism, that's enough to go to heaven. But none of those things have anything to do. You can be wrong on baptism and still go to heaven. You can be wrong on church membership and still go to heaven. But you cannot be wrong on the new birth. And that is the foundational stone of what we believe concerning seeing the kingdom of God. And so let's read here in chapter 3 of the Gospel of John, and we'll note some things of the necessity of the new birth, and it is all the way through this chapter of 36 verses. We'll not read every verse, but we'll be looking at each passage. Let's look in verse number 1 to begin with, and we'll read down through verse number 13. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. For that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it which cometh. And whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Thou art a master in Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that cometh down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Here we find the conversation between this ruler of the Jews and the God-man, Jesus Christ. Nicodemus came to him by night, as I said a while ago, probably because of his position and because of the fear of those around him. Before we criticize him too much, we need to look into our own kind sometime and just see what we do to make sure folks don't recognize us too much. And we don't want to call too much attention because we don't be considered radical and archaic and old-fashioned. Sometimes we will sort of back up on those things. But Nicodemus came to the Lord inquiring, and he came to him stating some things about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he had some partial truth, but he didn't have complete truth. And that is the danger of so many religions tonight. They will have partial truths, but they do not have complete truth. They'll have certain things right, and you can look at them and say, well, they believe what we do. But when you dive into their doctrine per se and get into the real depths of what they believe and their definition of same terms that we use, we find out that they do not believe what we believe. And there are many differences. But Nicodemus came to the Lord and he said, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher, and we know that you've come from God, because no man can do these things that thou and these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And so Jesus tells him immediately. He goes to the very foundation of his need, and he didn't discuss that he was a good teacher. He didn't discuss his position, but he began to discuss the position of this man that was talking to him, and he said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. And so instead of the Lord addressing what Nicodemus had addressed, he goes to the heart of the problem in Nicodemus' life that he needed and had to have the new birth. He tells him that in verse number 3. He tells him that in verse number 7. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Don't be surprised. You should not be shocked. And the Lord was telling him some spiritual things. And Nicodemus says, how can these things be? And Jesus said, you're a ruler. You're a leader in Israel, and you know not these things? And so Nicodemus was void of any kind of spiritual understanding and spiritual ideas about eternity. Now we have to realize that most of the world tonight that we come in contact with in our daily lives, if they're not Christians, they're in the same condition as Nicodemus. They may talk about some things, they may have some terminology that we have, but they are really void of the understanding of spiritual things, because this book is a spiritual book. A lost man cannot understand the things of God until the Lord begins to open his mind and illuminate his understanding. And Nicodemus came to Jesus, and he came to him as a good teacher. Well, that's not enough. You have to come to Jesus not as just a good teacher, but you have to come to him as knowing he's his Savior. And so immediately, Jesus began to work with Nicodemus in the need of a spiritual birth. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again. Again, verse number 5 says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. And so there's a physical birth, there's a spiritual birth. And he says you must have that spiritual birth. That which is of the flesh is flesh, and that which is of the Spirit is spirit. There's two births that we're talking about here. That Jesus is trying to get Nicodemus to understand that he was born of the flesh, but he had to be born again of the Spirit. And if a person is going to go to heaven, they've got to have two births. They've got to have the physical birth, of course, and then there must be that spiritual birth. You must be born again. And so Jesus abruptly stops him when he's telling him all the good things about what he thinks, and he just abruptly stops him and says, but you must be born again. And so the necessity of the new birth here is explained by Jesus Christ. And I guess you could say it would have to be the best explanation in the Scripture, because it is Jesus giving the explanation. Jesus gives him the understanding of the physical birth, and then he says, but you've got to have a spiritual birth. And so the Lord stops him in his talking and how that he's a good teacher and how that he comes from God. And Jesus begins to deal with the spiritual need that Nicodemus had in his life. It is a life-changing event that takes place in an individual. When a person gets saved, life changes. When a person really gets born again, then all things become new. Now, there's some things that are going on tonight across our religious world that's not changing people. Now, they're calling it salvation and they're calling it regeneration. But my Bible teaches, and your Bible that you have in your lap this afternoon tells us that if a person's really born again, there's a change that takes place in their life. There's a gradual process that begins, and then there's a change that takes place immediately. And so Jesus told Nicodemus, you must have this new birth. And he gives him the best illustration that could ever be given, because he says in verse number 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Nicodemus, you have been born. You are an individual. You're a person. And so that which is flesh is flesh. It's a fleshly birth. It's a fleshly world that you live in. And then he says, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He says in verse 9, Nicodemus says, how can this be? You must be born again. How can it be? This shows us here that Nicodemus had no understanding of the spiritual things that Jesus was trying to tell him. He had no idea of what the Lord was trying to explain to him when he said, you must be born again. Because Nicodemus asked the question, can a man, when he's old, enter in again the second time unto his mother's womb? And can he be born again that way? All that Nicodemus could think about was the fleshly nature of man. And that's all man can do. That's all we have. That's all ability that we have. And Jesus said, you mean you're a ruler in Israel? And you're a ruler of the Jews? And you don't know these spiritual things that I'm giving you? And it'd sort of be like some religious leaders today that we hear them say some of the most off-the-wall things. And they're supposed to be leaders, and they're supposed to be preachers, and they're supposed to be the ones that's leading congregations to the righteousness of the Lord, and they don't even know it themselves. And so the Lord gives him the illustration, the wind blows where it listeth, or the wind goes where it wants to. Nobody controls the wind. Nobody controls the things of nature of that way. And he says, all you do is hear the sound of it. And then he says, and you can't tell where it came from. You can't tell where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. The Spirit of God comes and deals with individuals, and we know not who we preach to. We don't know who we deal with. We don't know who we're talking to. And all of a sudden, the Lord begins to work in their heart, and a spiritual awakening begins in their life, and they begin to realize they need a Savior. And so Jesus said, Nicodemus, the Spirit is sort of like the wind. You can't see it. You just see the results of it. And that's the way it is tonight. We don't see the Holy Spirit, but we certainly do see the results of the new birth. And that is a change in an individual's life and the way that he works with people. and the things that take place. And he says, I've told you earthly things, and you believe not. How shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No man ascended of heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So there's the explanation that Jesus gives concerning the new birth. Bottom line is, you must be born again. Every person in this building tonight, if we go to heaven, it's because of the new birth. Every person that we'll meet when we get in heaven will be because of the new birth. Now, there's a lot of divisions in the churches today. There's a lot of divisions in Christianity. There's a lot of problems. But I'll tell you what, when we get to heaven, we're all going to get there the same way. Now, don't let somebody tell you that we're all going to heaven. We're just taking different roads. There's not but one way, and that's Jesus Christ. There's not but one way to heaven, and that's through the Lord. There's not many ways. There's not many directions. There are not many paths. And we're not finally just going to realize that we are in heaven and we've done the best we can. That's the philosophy of the world. That's the fleshly part of man. The spiritual things of the Lord says, no, you must be born again. And there's only one way for that.